USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The U.S. is ordering all non-emergency personnel in Iraq to leave that country. The move coming a day after the Defense Department warned about possible threats to Americans there from Iranian-backed forces as tensions rise between Washington and Tehran. A bill that won final passage in Alabama overnight would ban nearly all abortions, with no exceptions for rape and incest. Its authors say their aim is to have the matter taken up by the U.S. Supreme Court. Republican Rep. Terry Collins says Alabama women want that bill signed into law.
I believe that most of the women in Alabama are pro-life. They voted that way last fall. And so my message to them is, let's hope that we get that decision overturned.
Republican Governor Kay Ivey has not publicly said if she'll sign it. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
The Dampier Law Firm, PC 55 North Section Street, Fairhope, Alabama, is responsible for this advertisement. No representation is made that the quality of the legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers. Attention all active or retired military. If you are diagnosed with tinnitus or hearing loss after using yellow and black or yellow and olive dual-ended earplugs, you may be entitled to significant cash compensation. These earplugs permitted damaging sounds to enter the ear canal. If you served in the military and were later diagnosed with hearing loss or tinnitus, call 800-401-7804 right now to see if you qualify for significant cash compensation. The manufacturer knew of the defect but did not warn its customers. Complaints allege that the manufacturer manipulated test results to make it appear that the plugs met government standards. If you deployed to Iraq or Afghanistan anytime from 2003 through 2015 and are now suffering from diagnosed hearing loss or tinnitus, you may be entitled to significant cash compensation. Call 800-401-7804 right now. Hurry, time is limited. Call 800-401-7804 now to see if you qualify for cash compensation. Call 800-401-7804. That's 800-401-7804. 800-401-7804.
On Venezuela, we have disagreement.
Meeting with Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov in Sochi, Russia yesterday. That's Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, who's calling on Russia to help with an easy transition of power in Venezuela, which he says would see current leader Nicolas Maduro step down.
I urge my Russian colleagues to support the Venezuelan people as they return democracy to their country. The United States and more than 50 other nations agree that the time has come for Nicolas Maduro to go. He's brought nothing but misery to the Venezuelan people, and we hope that the Russians' support for Maduro will end.
Pompeo also warning Lavrov and the Russian government against interference in the U.S. election, saying any such action would further sour relations between the two countries. The two suspects accused in the recent shootings at a Colorado STEM school expected in a courtroom today. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Here's a great deal on MyPillow. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, type in promo code USA, you'll get two MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. Now, that's only $34.99 a pillow. You will not get that price anywhere retail. It's the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. And like all MyPillow products, 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, use my promo code USA.
The Texas State Senate's recently approved a bill to raise the smoking age in the state to 21, and then yesterday the House passed a preliminary version of the bill as well. A final version still has to be approved by the Senate, and it is expected to pass. Many parents sometimes wonder if their child has a cold or if they have allergies. USA Radio's Tim Berg explains the difference.
In the springtime, many folks fall sick to either the common cold or seasonal allergies, and a lot of these symptoms do overlap each other. CBS News medical correspondent Dr. Tara Narla joins CBS This Morning and explains the difference between your common cold and allergies.
A lot of parents can struggle with that because there can be similarities. So first, it's rare to develop allergies if you're under two, seasonal allergies as a child. Second, you want to look at duration. Are the symptoms lasting a couple days, more likely a cold, or weeks to months, more likely allergies? Track them. Do they happen at the same time every year? Or your kid is okay in the house, and then the minute they go outside, they suddenly start coughing or sneezing. In addition, if there's fever, more likely to be a cold. You can look at the secretions. If the mucus is clear or watery, it's more likely allergies. And importantly, if your child complains a lot of itching eyes, itching nose, that really tends to be more of a hallmark of allergies.
And a 29-year-old Florida man was arrested this week for playing basketball in the nude. It happened in Longwood. He claimed to police he plays better when he's unclothed. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.